Programming, go to VOA.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Somali officials say the country's deputy prime minister was wounded and at least six others killed in an attack by al-Shabaab militants on a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A VOA reporter in Mogadishu says the first explosion occurred just after guests finished praying Friday at the Central Hotel near the National Theater. A second explosion followed and then gunfire. Thick black smoke could be seen pouring from the Central Hotel, which is popular with officials, including members of parliament and government ministers. Libyan officials say at least 30 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in at least three car bombings in the northeastern part of the country. The attacks occurred Friday in the town of Kuba, which is near Islamist strongholds, but is controlled by Libya's internationally recognized government. There were conflicting reports about where and precisely how many of the attacks took place. A Ukrainian military spokesman says pro-Russian separatists fired on Ukrainian positions repeatedly in the overnight hours, despite a ceasefire that came into effect 5 days ago. Anatoly Stelmach said Friday the rebels have been concentrating their attacks in the vicinity of Donetsk, shelling the village of Kurakova to the west. He also said the village of Berdansk, near the port city of Mariupol, was hit by artillery and mortar fire during the night. Please look at our website. You can get to it at voanews.com. This is